Amateuring.
Welcome to Magic the Amateuring. My name is Ben. I am the person who knows the most this podcast.
My name's Megan. I'm either the smallest or the medium-sized billy goat gruff. I'm not sure.
Hey, I'm Maria, and I'm either the small bear or the medium bear in the story of the three bears.
And that girl.
Oh, Goldilocks.
There we go.
Guys, what is this podcast about?
It's about Magic the Gathering.
Oh, wow. How long have you guys been playing?
Oh, man.
Probably like 8 months.
Yeah, I think we're even at 9 months.
And how long have I been playing?
Forever.
And so you're saying this podcast is all about our journey together, me teaching you pupils so that when I die in a few short months, you'll be able to take over my legacy?
Ben, you're going to die?
I knew he was going to die.
I didn't know this, guys.
We covered this while you were in Europe.
What? I feel like this was important information that should have had some sort of...
You know, we thought you were listening to the episodes. Might have listened.
There should have been some kind of like comprehension test that you had me take.
Sorry. No, Ben's super on the road to death.
That was the comprehension test, maybe.
Just now? I just took it?
Now you have to die in my place.
What?
That's how it works.
It's a curse.
Look at your signature on this paper.
No! You guys, can I trick someone else into dying in my place?
You absolutely can, but now that it's on the podcast.
Watch out, listeners. Watch out.
We've got a great show for you today, guys. We're going to talk some more about M14, give our update on what we think this set is all about. We're going to talk about...
For like the third time.
Yeah, but now we know a little more.
It's time for real. Fair. The cement has set.
This is the third time's a charm. It's the charm time.
We've put our hands in the print, in the cement, and we're going to leave behind an impression to be walked upon for ages on Hollywood Boulevard.
You know what they say about the third date?
What, Ben?
That's when you get to have sex for the third time.
We're also going to talk about one of Megan's new favorite formats, Mini Masters and Pack Wars.
Yeah.
If you don't know what that is,
Stay tuned.
We're going to do some more iTunes reviews with usernames, create a card, some euphemisms of the week.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, it's going to be so good.
It's going to be
awesome. And we have a special guest star.
Who, Ben?
It's me.
Okay.
God damn it. Let's get started talking about with our M14 update.
Yeah.
Maria. It sounds like there's a storm warning, and also...
No, that's an old newsroom machine, giving the news.
I grew up in Texas. That means there's a tornado coming.
Oh, okay.
News!
That also means there's a tornado coming.
That sounds like what news is going to sound like in the future when aliens have to tell us the news.
Ooh. Aliens? What's the news?
The news is your doom.
No! Maria, what are your new insights?
Well, you guys, I recently won an M14 draft.
Yay! What? How's that possible?
Shut up, Ben.
Wow.
I did it. It was pretty fun.
I mean, congratulations.
Thank you. The student
has surpassed the master.
That was the correct answer. So after drafting it for the first time, I drafted a pretty unimpressive blue deck. It was a little wimpy.
Sure.
We talked about it on the last show. The flyers were there, but they just couldn't keep pace with Green's massive fist. So this time around, I decided to draft not only what was open, because I always believe in staying open, minded as well as in draft.
So hit me up sometime.
But I decided to draft what I thought was good against me when I played my first time.
If you can't beat them,
become them. Yeah.
Cut off their skin and wear it.
Quite right. So what I did is I noticed I had gotten rolled by big green dudes.
Yeah, okay.
So I got some of them. Also, I had a tough time dealing with enchantments. Even though I did have a bit of removal, I still found them to be very pesky. And so I also got enchantments. Third of all, First Strike. Has a hard time handling First Strike in M14. I tried to get as much First Strike as I could, put my enchantments on my First Strikers, And then I had some nice red removal to back it up with. So it was big green fatties, enchantments, a lot of removal. And yeah, just it was very tricky. Very tricky and fast.
Ah, like a first date with me.
Very tricky and fast. Ben's like, I'm getting out of here ASAP after yep. you pay for the bill. That's what you can expect, ladies.
Sure, yeah. That's what I was talking about.
Wait a second. I feel like there's a different interpretation of tricky and fast.
What, Megan?
I'm not going to say it. You can imagine.
Okay. What I found, I think, in M14 was that it's slow. I think it's slow.
Yeah.
I didn't have any problem getting to 7 or 8 mana every game.
Whoa.
And their creatures are not very big. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can get a creature with 4 power down on the board, I think you're
just
pretty good to go.
Little tiny babies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that rumbling Baloth, 4/4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's what you want, man. He's what you want.
He's what you need.
Yeah. I mean, the creatures are just kind of wimpy, so.
Okay, all right. So you found the beat. You found the deck that can beat the Flyers deck. That's what you feel like right now.
I wouldn't say that.
Oh.
But I would say that it turned out pretty well for me.
Okay.
Because I had a lot of people coming up to play me thinking they were going to beat me. No problem. Guess what?
Why did they think that, Maria? Did you trick them?
It might have been my short shorts.
I always think I can beat someone in short shorts. Because in a way, I already have.
Sure. Mm. Megan, do you feel this is a slower format?
I don't know that it's slow as compared to Dragon's Maze as a whole. Because I feel like those games, there is more flexibility. Like, I've seen some really fast Dragon's Maze, but I've also seen Dragon's Maze where you do have, like, no problem getting to, like, 8, 9, 10 mana. I do think, like, as compared to Gatecrash, absolutely.
Yeah.
But then everything seems pretty slow compared to Gatecrash.
Yeah, tell me about it. I've had problems during work just because of how long it takes compared to Gatecrash.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I have trouble cooking noodles because it takes so long compared to Gatecrash.
Mm. So, Maria, what is the weakness of the green-red deck?
I would traditionally say that a flyer would be good against it, but I had some guys with reach, so I could have dealt with it.
Oh.
Because you have your fun little Death Touch spider to give you a little help, and you have your 2/4 spider to give you some help.
Oh, man. All right.
And Plummet as well. Let me think. I guess a really removal-heavy deck would have been bad because I had enchantments.
Yeah, I would say, like if there's a black-red aggressive deck, it's probably good against you. Or like a black-blue control deck might be pretty good against you.
Yeah.
But like as the mid-range deck, you're probably going to beat other decks that are light on removal. So.
Well, it's not like I have it all figured out, you guys, because I played online.
Oh, don't be humble, Maria.
Played online, didn't do so hot.
No.
Oh, well. And I thought my deck
Were
was
you
good.
Wearing short shorts?
No.
Wow. Were you wearing anything?
I was not.
All right.
Are you embellishing?
I was wearing my skin, Ben.
And?
My hair.
And?
I had nothing on but the radio.
Wow. And the computer.
Close?
And close. And close.
Oh, okay.
That's what okay. I found it.
Yeah, but I played a white-green deck, and I thought it was pretty good. I think I was wrong.
Did it have a lot of slivers?
No, actually, it didn't.
Okay.
But it had some good cards. You know, it had the 3/3 flyer, it had the 4/4 flyer, it had some Dawnstrike Paladin, which is a 2/4 with lifelink.
Yeah.
Like, that's a solid card. And I was like, all right, I got 2 pacifisms, we're good to go.
And what happened? How'd you get beat?
Red, black, very fast, tiny deck.
Yep.
And then a blue control.
So
that'll do it.
So there sorry, Maria. It's
okay. It happens. It happens.
Sorry that you have unsurpassed me.
Worlds is happening this week.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to see some M14 action.
Nice.
In the flesh.
Check it out.
In the flesh?
Yeah.
In the wild.
Through the internet?
What? Yeah. Watch it.
Watch you guys. Maybe you'll learn something.
Nice.
Lessons learned.
Oh, I learned some lessons this week,
What'd
you guys.
What'd you learn, Megan?
Lessons learned?
I know. I was playing online.
What lesson did you learn?
I was playing online. I was doing a draft.
You're doing great.
Well, I drafted and I was feeling actually pretty solid about my draft.
What were you
yes.
drafting?
I ended up, what colors was I in that draft? I was black, red, what was my third color? I was the third color. I want to say black, red, white.
This is RTR block.
Yeah, RTR block. Black, like very black, red, I think a little bit of white. And I was like feeling pretty solid. We had done the draft. I had sat down and there, like we were doing the deck building part and I had finished my deck building. And I hit submit deck, and then there was like, mind you, like 45 seconds left. Uh-huh. And it popped up this little box being like,
Sorry,
you can't submit your deck right now. You need to log out and log back in first. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yep.
Yep. So I logged back out and I logged back in. But by the time I had logged back in, the portion of time where you can submit a deck had passed. Mm-hmm. So what Modo does is that they put all of the cards that you drafted into your deck.
It's a party!
Exactly, with a random assortment
and
of
all
lands.
All of my friends are invited.
All of them.
Even the ones I don't really like.
Even my terrible friends. Even my worst friends.
Who is your worst friend in this deck?
Oh God, there were plenty of them.
That 1/1 rat?
Yes.
Destroy
I'm
target
sure.
equipment?
Yes.
That one.
That guy sucks.
You guys, I'm sure whatever it was in there. And then they just sort of like click and add a random assortment of lands. They do like suggest lands for your deck. So you have an 80 card deck the first game that you play of any match.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously, you only draw terrible shit. Terrible shit.
And your opponents are like, what's going on over
there? Exactly. So I lost round one because I lost the first game, won the second, and then lost the third. Which I felt like I could have potentially, that could have potentially been a win.
If you hadn't given away a game.
If I hadn't given away a game due to the fact that there were 80 cards in my deck.
That'll happen sometimes.
Yes. But you guys, going into round two, I won my first game.
How?
With the 80-card deck.
How?
It just, I don't know, like, everything, like, the cards somehow came together so that I drew them correctly.
Wild.
And also the person I was playing against, I think, was kind of terrible.
All right, yeah, that's
right. Yeah, so I ended up going 2-1 in that draft. But here's the lesson learned. If that happens, you can submit a request for reimbursement.
Oh.
And in this, like, from what I've heard, if this happens and you submit the request, you will always, always get your reimbursement that you requested. So since I had won two packs, they reimbursed me a Ravnica pack and gave me two tickets. And I got to keep all the cards that I had drafted.
Sweet.
Yeah, so it was pretty sweet. So you guys, if online fucks you over, make sure you go
online.
Turn
around and fuck them back.
Exactly. Oh, okay.
Lessons
That's one way
learned.
To say. Lessons learned.
So, Megan, was there any other lesson that you might have also learned?
Don't play an 80-card deck.
Anything else?
Don't play an 80-card deck.
I feel like Ben has an idea.
Ben, what should I have learned?
Well, maybe you submit your deck before there's 45 seconds left.
Okay, that's fair, but I had actually been working on it. Like, I hadn't just, like, been sitting around waiting.
You can submit, and then if someone else is still building their deck, you can, like, still
you can
change out cards and submit
and
again.
And submit again.
Oh, okay. That
so
is,
sometimes if you're, like, 95% sure or whatever,
yeah,
I might just submit, and then I'll be like, yeah, maybe this card, maybe this card. And then the event starts, and I'm like, eh, I guess not.
Yeah. I'm also still in the phase where occasionally I lose a match because I run out of time. So I feel like I'm still in that part of my
Well, you know, that's learning. Interesting because I never run out of time. So I think that I need to be playing slower.
Yeah, old Miss Click Maria over here. Yep.
That's my nickname. You should, and it's so funny because it's literally the second after I make a mistake that I realize it. Literally the second. Megan's still talking.
You just need to be a second faster.
Yeah. Ben, will you update my hardware?
What?
So I can be a second faster.
Is that a sex question?
It was more of a brain surgeon question.
I can update your firmware. Updating your hardware would require a lot of work.
Megan just went into the kitchen to make macaroni, FYI, everybody.
Yep. Feel free to make to pause the episode and make your own macaroni.
Mm-hmm.
And you can eat along with her.
We have a nice little scoreboard on our website, magicbeamaturing.com, where you can score how many bites of macaroni you take compared to Megan.
Yeah. Do you think you have what it takes to beat Megan at macaroni eating?
Is macaroni eating? You guys, I'm a really good macaroni eater!
I think we picked that up. Card of the week.
Card of the week.
Card of the week. Megan, hold your pot of macaroni up to the microphone so we can hear
So we can hear the disgusting stirring.
The disgusting stirring? Why is it disgusting?
Whenever,
I feel judged.
Whenever noodles rub against each other, it sounds gross.
Sounds like butt sex.
I'll take your word on that one.
Yeah, right. Sorry, I hope you guys are keeping the score along at home.
I'm tricky, but I'm not that tricky.
Okay, my card of the week, as I talked about before from M14, is Mindsparker. He is a 3-2 first striker in red. So he's pretty sweet, y'all. I found that playing against certain decks, they really couldn't handle first strike whatsoever. He is rare, so you're not going to come across him too often. But I think he's the shit. Especially if you put an enchantment on him. What are you gonna do? Nothing, that's what.
Mm-hmm.
My card of the week is Haunted Plate Mail.
I love this card, Ben.
For two reasons. One, this guy, he's just oozing with flavor. Playing this guy, man, better than butt sex. Also, this card really reminds me of an improv scene I did once in which Megan was a haunted suit of armor.
That's right, you guys. I have played a haunted suit of armor. You were both there.
We were both there.
We were all there.
You were there, and you were there, and you were there. And you were there, listener.
In our hearts.
Yes.
I remember
that. Why do you like this card so much, other than nostalgic reasons, Ben?
It's just cool, and also I used it today to deliver a crushing blow to a hated opponent.
Megan?
Yes.
That was me.
Okay. Megan.
That was me.
Yep.
What does this card do?
It is 4 mana equipment. Equipped creature gets +4/+4.
What? Mm-hmm. Put that on a Mind Sparker.
Equip cost is 4. And there's another ability on the equipment. For 0 mana until end of turn, Haunted Platemail becomes a 4/4 spirit artifact creature that's no longer an equipment. Activate this ability only if you control no creatures.
So he's also a nice 4/4 on the board if you don't have anything.
Yeah, he's a dude or he's a suit.
Mm-hmm. I love things that are either dudes or suits.
You should date a banker.
Is it man or is he man or is he pants?
He's man pants.
That guy is totally pants.
Ugh. Well, that guy.
Does he go in my squad or does he go on my squad?
I wish you were flying, though.
What? Plate mail can't fly.
It's a spirit. Heavy. It's a spirit.
It's too
He'd
heavy.
He'd be weighed down.
He's super weighed down by that plate mail.
He's taking... Okay. He's taking all of his concentration just to move the armor, much less lift it. Come on.
He must be a pretty dense spirit. I mean, you know.
It's like that movie Ghost.
Or Ghost Dad.
Or Casper.
Yeah, it's any like any one of those movies combined.
Wait, is Ghost Dad a real movie?
Starring Bill Cosby.
What? You're lying.
Sounds horrible.
You guys have never heard of the movie Ghost Dad.
That's why Nels calls that card Ghost Dad.
Yes.
Oh, I just thought it was weird.
That's why everyone calls that card Ghost Dad.
Because it looks like Bill Cosby?
No.
What? Ben is going to Google Ghost Dad for us. What was my card of the week? I don't remember. Oh, my card of the week is Nephalia's Sea Kite. That 2-3 flash flying guy.
Is that because I used it to crush you in a game today?
Oh, thanks, Ben. Yep, that is exactly it. I like a flash. I love flash, and it's perfect. Or it's great, I think, especially in M14, because it's a 2-3.
Yeah.
So anyone who's attacking with one of those 2-2s,
yeah,
they're gonna get in trouble. You just flash block it with your 2-3 flyer, boom, he's still alive. How about that? Ben just tried to play the Ghost Dad movie trailer for us.
I am playing it for you. And Maria's editing it in post.
Nope.
Listener.
Or editing out this conversation. It's up to you.
He's got to die first, right?
Yeah, that's...
Oh. See. Oh my God. This is disturbing.
It is. What?
What? I'm a ghost dad.
They're so happy their dad's a ghost. Man, being a ghost is solving all of Bill Cosby's problems.
Except being alive.
So that was the preview to Ghost Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Listener, I highly recommend that you go watch that right now.
Yeah.
If you have not seen it.
Sure.
It is worth seeing.
Seemed like a quality movie.
Yeah. It seemed like really good.
Ghost
Dad.
Passing through objects, Ghost Dad.
In the 80s.
Ghost Dad.
It was 1990, Maria.
Oh,
it was 1990. Well. Get it together.
He's dead, but it's so funny, Ghost Dad.
There's a violent car crash, but it's funny,
Ghost Dad.
He can't come inside a woman.
Ghost Dad. But not the father of any more children.
No.
Moving on, we have our For the Noobs.
Noobs!
Noobs!
Pay attention!
These are some fun formats we've been playing recently.
Only by listening to the sound of my voice can you be guided along the path to become a true Jedi Knight.
But is your voice coming from the left or the right? I don't know which way to turn in this tunnel.
Don't make me slap you, Anakin.
Yippee!
What are we talking about on For the Noobs this time, Megan?
We're going to talk about Pack Wars and Mini Masters.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
I just got two symmetrical boners.
What's Mini Masters?
Where's your second one?
It's in the mirror.
And it just winked at me.
What?
Guys, I wear reflective underwear. That's the mirror.
Maria, why are you inside Ben's pants? Okay.
Guys, she wandered in on her own. I mean, I'm not helping her out, but...
Help me!
Our listeners can't hear you miming, Maria.
I'm miming being inside a box.
That's good.
Yep, that's solid, good. Solid mime.
You don't have a box, you get it.
What? So, Ben and I have been playing a lot of Mini Masters recently.
You mean Modern Masters?
No, we mean Mini Masters.
Oh, I was excited.
I know you were,
Is that like Muppet Babies for Modern Masters?
Yes.
Master Babies, I'll make your dreams come true.
Master
Babies.
Sounds like a website that is blocked at work.
So what makes Mini Masters different from any other format, Macaroni Steve?
Well, guys.
Great nickname.
I particularly appreciate the Steve. Mini Masters is where you and your buddy that you're playing with, you each get three of each basic land.
Question.
Okay.
Does it have to be your buddy, or can you kind of not like them?
You can kind of not like them. You could, in fact, hate them, as Ben and I hate each other when we play.
Sure.
Yeah.
Ben, did you have a different question?
Nope. My question is, did you notice Maria's question?
Oh, yep, I did. But wait, your question came first. Anyways, so
the answer would have been no, you didn't notice Maria's question.
That is correct.
Got it.
So, three of each basic land, and then you each open a booster. Don't look at the cards, just take out the token.
But it's my instinct. Question.
Don't look at them. Thank you for pointing out Maria's question again. Maria, question.
Do you have to use the same booster?
Yes.
I mean, of the same set?
Yes. You should.
Who said?
Well,
you're supposed to.
Being reasonable and having fun.
Okay, so this time I actually had a question.
Yes.
What do you think Maria's question is going to be?
She already asked it.
Well, that's what my question was. Okay. So next time I'd appreciate it if you didn't just assume that I don't have a question.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm sorry.
I made a mistake. So you take three of every what?
Three of every basic land.
Every basic land?
All of the basic lands.
Got it.
Yep.
All five of them.
All five basic lands. So that's 15 total. There you go.
3x5.
And you open up that booster, take out the token, and you shuffle it all together without looking at the booster cards.
Or evaluating the value of your rare.
Oh, jeez.
Can I bring 30 sleeves and just sleeve up all the cards, please?
If you would like to, but don't you dare look at them. Don't you dare look at them.
I inadvertently looked at the reflection in the back of one of the sleeves because my sleeves are metallic to match my underwear.
Ben, you need to get rid of those metallic sleeves. They weigh a fucking ton.
Just think of how much his underwear weighs.
Oh, yeah. Anyways.
Let's just say I've got a haunted plate mail of my own going on.
When there's no creatures there, he can still use it.
Okay, so I have shuffled the 15 cards from my pack together and the 15 basic lands representing the entire spectrum of magic mana. Now what?
Now you play.
What?
I know, right? You play.
But this game's going to be so random. How will I fulfill my need for order?
You won't.
Okay, that's good because I don't have one.
Good. Three of each basic land means that you're going to be able to cast pretty much about anything that's going to come up.
Okay.
Because if you think about it, there are some cards that have double red. There are some cards that have double green.
Assuming
the game goes forever, you'll be able to, in theory, cast everything.
Question.
Maria.
Yeah, my question is, shoot, I forgot it. Hold on.
My question is, what do you think Maria's question is going to be?
I think that she's going to forget it.
Yeah, but what do you think it would have been?
Well, she forgot it, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah. Can you take a mulligan?
Yes, and at least the way I've played, you can take one free mulligan.
Free mulligan!
I don't know if that's the real, for reals, rulesies.
Okay.
But here's the trick.
Yes.
When you're staring at that opening hand and it's cold, dead eyes.
Yeah.
And it has five lands. Just understand.
Keep it.
Most of your opening hands.
You don't know what the rest of your deck contains.
That's right.
Those two shitty cards in your hand could be your best cards for the entire game.
Oh, God.
For example, today, Megan had in her deck such hits as...
Silence. Solid card, right?
Nice.
Solid. Said no one ever.
And also...
What was it? Angelic... What is it? Whatever the angelic one is that when you gain 4 life, you get to put an angel token on
the field. Yeah.
But my deck had 0 life gain.
Is that Angelic Accord?
Is that maybe it? That sounds correct.
And what else, Macaroni Steve?
What else did it have?
Probably just that. I just want you to talk with Macaroni.
Thanks.
Everybody.
Those were the two worst cards.
Okay. Here's an update of Megan's Macaroni Pot. How are you doing? Are you keeping score?
Yeah, good.
I also had a card that was an aura for equipment.
Oh, good.
Fortunately, or unfortunately, if you are me, which I was... It was intended to be played on an opponent's equipment, and not my own haunted plate mail.
Haunted plate mail.
And come to find out, there's not actually that much equipment in the set.
Yep. There isn't. In fact, had no equipment for Ben to put his enchantment for an equipment on.
Wah, 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 wah.
How yes. much equipment is there even?
There are three pieces of equipment.
What are they?
Haunted plate mail.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Which is a rare artwork done by Izzy. Thanks, bro. The other two pieces of equipment are a quarter shield. That's an uncommon.
Mm-hmm.
And fire shrieker. Also an uncommon.
Nobody wants that shield.
Plus O, plus three in vigilance.
Actually, I think in Mini Masters it's pretty good.
Oh,
Megan
sure.
had it, and
it was pretty solid.
She got me. She got me a little
yep.
bit.
Yep, I sure did. That was all right. That was all right.
Megan, though. Why do you like this form? It seems so cray cray.
I feel like when I'm playing it, it really forces me to work on being a better player.
Hmm.
Why?
Just because it really is. Like, it's sometimes it does come down to, like, oh, I happen to draw more spells in this deck that is half land and half spells.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, my opponent happened to just have crappier cards.
Mm-hmm.
But there's such odd situations, it really makes you sort of stretch your thinking. It's not a lot of typical board states. It's a lot of, like, well, I have this, like, these two random cards in my hand, and, yeah.
Yeah, say you're jogging.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also trained someone to attack you.
Right, which you do.
You would become a much better jogger because now you have to deal with, you know, the knives or the ninja stars or the tripwire or the explosives.
I'm going to give a better analogy.
Ben actually does yes. that to me.
That's, yep, no, I understand. I once went jogging with Ben and I never have again
right.
because I still don't have my three left toes. Mm-hmm. So
one day, Megan.
Well,
someday they'll come back.
Well, you have my laptops.
Yeah. Well, even trade. Even trade. So you guys. So wait. I was gonna give a better analogy. It's
you
like you're jogging.
You thought you were going to.
It's like you're jogging, and all then, the time you jog on flat ground, which is like limited decks.
But now you're jogging on ground littered with weapons.
But now you're jogging on ground littered with weapons.
Or jogging on the ground during an earthquake.
Exactly. Or jogging on hilly ground.
Or you're on another plane where gravity works differently.
That would be cool.
Or jogging through a field of boobs.
That would be weird. I would be weirded out.
Uh-huh.
Ben, probably
Ben
try
sounds like...
How is Mini Masters different from Pack Wars, which I hear about more often?
Guys, I just got these shoes that are really thin, so you can feel through the bottom of them.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. So it's running on weapons would be...
I feel like they'd be perfect for this boot feel.
Are they the ones where you can see, like, your toes through them?
No, they're not. They're not those.
All right, Ben, can you look this up?
I have webbed toes, so I couldn't.
Gross. Oh, one thing about Mini Masters is that you can... you can get milled to death. If you get to the end of your deck and you have nothing left to draw, Ben is laughing because I did that to myself.
She drew so many cards.
I drew so many cards and I was so close to killing you.
She had something that was like, discard a card, draw a card.
Yeah. And sometimes when you have 8 land down, you just feel like you don't need the ones in your hand.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely, man.
Shut up.
Also in the last game, I had Elixir of Immortality.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
That was sweet.
Which,
that was
sweet. You can use it to gain 5 life and shuffle the cards in your graveyard back into your deck, which is pretty useful when you want to put spells back in your shitty, shitty deck.
Yes. When you're like, well, I only have a 50% chance, and if I shuffle these spells back into it, I'll have a slightly higher chance of actually drawing a spell.
Man.
Anyways, that being said, that makes something like Millstone actually pretty sweet for Mini Masters.
Yeah,
because
be,
you're gonna run them through that deck.
That would be a super
pretty
bomb.
Pretty quick.
It'd be super bomb.
Anyways, so as far as I know, Pack Wars, you just get 10 mana to spend each turn.
From turn one.
From turn
so
one.
So this is as opposed yes. to Mini Masters, instead of having land.
Yes, Mini Masters plays more like an actual match because
so
you're playing
Wars,
lands,
yeah.
you're tapping down.
You just shuffle the pack.
Exactly.
Draw 7 cards.
And say, oh, I have 10 mana.
Exactly.
And you have 10 mana.
Yep. And
plus the one land that's in the deck.
Yeah. No, no, I think you cycle the land.
You cycle it?
As in you put it in your graveyard and you draw another.
You recycle it?
Sure. Ben.
Do you have single sort land cycling?
No, you need to separate it into bags for us and then we'll pick it up like that.
Oh, dang it.
You need to separate the mana itself from the land.
Yes, please.
Harvest.
And then we'll come by and pick it up.
Okay. Okay.
So that's everything I need to know to play Mini Masters or Pack Wars?
Yes. Pack Wars, I'm not sure. Did I give you enough information? Did you give me enough information?
Wait, do you get two of each land? Is that how it works? Or you have 10 mana to spend every turn?
No, you have 10 mana to spend every turn.
Isn't it the same thing?
Google
10
it.
10 mana of any color?
Yes.
A horse of any color.
A course of many colors.
Limited Mini Master, also known as Pack Wars.
What? No, they're different.
You and your friend have just bought some booster packs, but your friend doesn't know the difference between Mini Masters and Pack Wars. You're going to open them and get the good stuff inside, but why not play some magic as you're opening the packs? So basically, the format you described for Pack Wars was completely fiction, and you've lied to not only your closest friends, but all of the listeners that trusted you.
Mm-hmm.
That site says they're exactly the same thing.
Yep. And this, I mean, this is just wizards.com, though. I mean, what do they know?
Well, perhaps you've invented a new format, Megan.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You just need to come up with a name for it now.
I'm going to call it Pack Wars. And also, fuck you.
But like with PAC, like without the K?
Yep, sure.
Political Action Committee?
Yeah.
Yep.
Got it.
All right.
Thanks for that confusing and also enlightening lesson.
And listeners, be sure to not confuse Pack Wars with Whack Pores, which is what caused me to have crippling acne for all of high school.
You whacked your own pores, Ben?
No, my pores were just whack.
Create a card.
Ooh.
Well, you guys, we were just talking about single sort land cycling. So I have created a mechanic of single sort land recycling. So you'll have a creature, just your everyday run-of-the-mill creature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a 2/2 bear, perhaps.
Mm.
And it has this rules text. Discard this card to find a search your deck for any land and put it into your hand. Then shuffle your library. At any time, you may discard your land card on the battlefield to draw a card.
Wait, what?
Okay, so you...
So the land
the land that you
drew,
found...
You can also discard
later, you
to
can,
draw a card.
You can sacrifice that land to draw
a
card.
All right.
That's what I meant.
Sure. Okay.
What do you think? Single sort land recycling.
Close enough.
What do you mean?
Yeah, that could work.
I think you would have to add different text because otherwise, like, it's going to get into, like, how do you know which land it was? Or something like that.
I don't know.
So I think you could have, if this card is in your grip, if this card, this card that's the 2/2 creature with land recycling, you could have, if this card is in your graveyard, exile it and sacrifice a land to draw a card.
I think, here's what I think.
Go.
I think it is a 5-mana enchantment that is green, and it says, sacrifice a land, : draw a card.
Okay.
Sure.
Single sort land.
Make it a little simpler.
Yes, it does.
I also had to create a card this week.
Okay.
Going back, we had that Kansas City episode a few weeks ago, where we talked about I played some Boggle for the modern format. So I created a card called Actual Boggle.
Mm.
Creature type Boggle. Mm. Cost 2 and a blue.
Okay.
It's a 4/4 hexproof creature.
Mm.
And the text says, when a player casts Actual Boggle, players must stop and play a game of Boggle. If the player casting Actual Boggle wins, it enters the battlefield. If their opponent wins, Actual Boggle goes to the graveyard.
Okay, so as an example, Megan's going to cast Boggle now, and we're going to play an actual game of Boggle.
Yes.
You guys are so going down.
We'll pause, and then we'll come right back.
All right, so I won.
What?
No, you did
no,
not.
No, you didn't, you dick. Maria, who won?
I did.
What? You weren't playing.
Oh. Well, I felt like I did.
I won. Anyways.
Guess we'll never know who actually won that very real game of Boggle we played.
That actually happened.
Super real game of Boggle. It really happened, guys. It really happened.
Boggle is not a short game.
It is. Are you kidding? One round.
How long does one round take? A minute?
A minute. You have the little timer that you flip.
Right. I think it's more than a minute.
Okay, a minute 30.
I think it's 3 minutes.
It's not 3 minutes.
No way.
It's no way 3 minutes.
Hey, when was the last time you guys played Boggle?
A month and a half ago.
Oh. 4 years ago.
It was about 2 weeks ago for me, so.
Well, let's see who's right here, buddy.
Boggle rules. Google?
I would love to play Boggle during Magic. Can I say I think it's two very different skill sets?
Yes.
It would stretch the brain.
Yes. And you'd be like, oh. I think it would provide a nice break in this case. It's just like, oh, you guys, do you know what we're going to do? I'm going to play this card. Let's pause.
Boggle.
Play this game,
of Boggle.
Play this game of Boggle. And, hey, if you win, you get a 4/4 hexproof.
You know, we talked about Magic being part of a decathlon before.
God damn it. Shut up.
3 minutes.
Shut up and go away.
Ben is holding his computer victoriously on Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm. Any listeners at home who just would like to go through the, you know, the 31 total episodes of Magic the Amateur and just keep track of who's been right more often.
Really?
I would consider it a personal favor.
Really?
I'd consider it a personal favor. And, you know, I might give you a Shockland on Magic Online.
The real question is why Ben needs this affirmation.
I'm just curious. Just like to keep track of what's going on. Sure. How we're all doing.
Sure.
Who is really one here? I feel like it's not Ben.
Euphemism of the week.
Woo! Our first is barrage of expendables. It's just, that's sperm.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is straight up.
It totally is.
I thought this was like when you're on the rebound and you go on a lot of dates.
Yeah, you would. You would say that.
A barrage of expendables. Dude, I don't go on no date unless I mean business.
You are not an expendable.
It's true. She always shows up with a clipboard.
And a briefcase.
Illusionary armor.
Ooh,
yeah, which is...
Ghost Dad.
Exactly. Ghost Dad. It's Ghost Dad's condom.
What?
No. Oh. More particularly.
I like that.
Really? Should we just leave it at, like, it's a ghost? It's a ghost condom.
That's what keeps ghosts from getting someone pregnant.
Exactly.
I always thought it was because they were non-corporeal. Guess I was wrong.
Maria, no.
No, didn't you not pay attention during sex ed?
I completely did not pay attention.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Jeez, all this time I thought it was because, you know, they could go through walls, but it turns out, no. Really?
No, that was a fiction that was told to you by the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I shouldn't have gone to school in that Catholic church. iTunes reviews. Thanks, listener, for listeners, plural, for giving us a review on iTunes.
We now know there are more than yes. one out there.
We're fairly certain there's more than one of you, but we could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. And
Yay!
If you leave us a review... we will make fun of your iTunes user review name. More accurately, we'll make a pun of it.
Mm-hmm.
We have two review names this week. The first being one, I will not say correctly, my apologies.
Let's all give it a shot.
At the same time. One, two, three.
Milo Gert Johnson.
Well, Milo.
I think we all agreed.
Yeah.
At least we all agreed on
no,
if we're mad.
No, I was saying a lot softer consonants than you guys.
Johnson.
Milo Gertje Johnson, is that a translation of Pippi Longstocking? Because she's cool and so are you.
Nice.
Also, I think that's Dutch.
Swedish.
The end.
Milo Gertje Johnson, Gerton John, send you a thanks if I had your email.
Hey, Milo Gerton Johnson.
We do have his email.
Well, I was making a joke.
Okay.
Oh, never mind.
Hey, Milo Gerton Johnston, you're the Milo to my Otis.
Aww.
That's an American film about a fucking dog and a cat.
Did those two hook up at the end?
Right?
Yeah, that's why Maria said a fucking dog and a cat.
Oh, God.
Just a quick note. Milo also sent us an email back when we were talking about cards that give +2/+2 counters.
Oh, yeah.
He mentioned a card called Soul Exchange, which gives +2/+2 counters.
But at what cost?
I don't remember off the top of my head.
The cost of my soul?
Yep, exactly.
Probably.
Oh,
there
no.
you go.
What if the casting cost just said soul up in the corner?
That would be amazing.
The card is devil.
Yep.
Cost soul. Win condition, you win the game. But,
yep.
You know.
Okay.
I think we just created that card.
That was
a
nice
created card.
Yeah, yep. Devil. Soul.
Devil, soul.
Win the game.
Our other review came from another interesting name.
No, it's Levi the Peanut Butter.
Megan is right. Levi the PB. I think
mm-hmm.
you're right. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Levi, I wouldn't want to Levi the Peanut Butter alone if it was your peanut butter.
Hey, Levi, the peanut butter, I'm the jelly, because I just did.
Hey, Levi, the PB, when you thought of that name, you were Leviathan.
Levi, are you tall because you're drinking a PBR? Tall boy.
There you go.
Thank you.
It was coming.
You're
getting around to
okay.
it.
Hey, Levi the PB, I think I am ready for this jelly.
Nice. Well, everybody, that's our show.
Yeah, you have invested another hour wisely.
Very wisely.
By mm-hmm. listening to us and heeding all of our statements that turned out to be correct.
And remember to keep track of that macaroni score.
Yep.
Megan is still going. So
still
if you finished, then you win.
If you,
you
finished,
win.
Meanwhile.
I'm a slow macaroni eater.
Meanwhile, we'll be flash freezing this macaroni
mm-hmm.
and Megan will resume eating it
next
episode.
At the
next
beginning
episode.
Of next episode.
Keep in
Good.
Mind, this was an entire box of macaroni.
I'm full.
So you would have had to eat an entire box of macaroni in this time.
Yeah.
Don't you skimp.
Don't cheat.
And you
don't
would
you
have to have all of the feelings that are associated with eating an entire box of macaroni.
Yep.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Tell us about it on Twitter at MTAcast.
Or on the email exchange system created by the government, military, and then taken over later by private corporations.
And then given credit by Al Gore.
It's magicthetheamateuring.com.
At gmail.com.
Oh, at gmail.com. We were talking about our email. I mentioned our website before, which is also where you can contact us.
Quite right.
Find us on the onlines.
Yeah.
I'm Ice Cream Socialist.
On Magic Online?
Yep.
I'm horny_unicorny.
And I'm middle schooler.
And hey, you can say hi to us in person if any of you are heading to Gen Con coming up.
Woo!
We'll be standing by the booth where they wrap you in chainmail.
What? Is that a place? Is that a place? Be honest. Is it a place?
Ben's been before. We haven't, so it's going to be a whole new experience. But I am going to make chainmail underwear.
Yay. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, dudes. So I missed a million miles.